Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Rolling Energy. We're coming to you live tonight from Columbia, Missouri, as we're rolling through the state of Missouri. I want to thank each and every one of you for spending time with our family here tonight, because we know that you could be doing a lot of other things than listen to us. We're going to open up your mind. We're going to open up and talk a little bit about Nikola Tesla tonight. I'm going to take you back into a little bit of the history, teach you a little bit about Nikola, and take you into the future. But first, got to get a couple things literally out of the way. This show has not been evaluated by any government agency or the FDA, so we ask that you not bring up anything that has to do with medical whatsoever. We will have to delete it or cut it off. So keep anything that's medical literally off air. Second, we're not going to go into any kind of income or income claims. Make sure that you get back with whoever invited you tonight to our radio show. Ask them to see their website so you can understand and read all about the rewards and the compensation, the money. And I would suggest very highly that you read it 4 or 5 times so you can understand it. Now, if you're new, when we get ready to open up the line after about 29 minutes, 28 minutes, somewhere in that neighborhood, we're going to explain a few things. If you will press 1, we will share with you how you can get some free samples. And last but not least, a few shout-outs to a few people that work our radio board for us so Irv and I could travel all over the country and meet with you wonderful people. That is Richard and Joy Matuition, Sean Doc Farrell, Diana Anderson, and Teresa and Scott Shriver. They are wonderful business partners and branding partners with us. They help us tremendously. My name is Gary Shaw. I am the host. I have a little business degree and a little marketing degree. Me and my co-host have both built linear businesses that were $2 and $3 million. Irv, basically my business partner, my friend, my mentor, I've known him for years and years. He actually was a professor, a college professor. He has an MBA in business. He taught business aspect to all kinds of college students as well as graduate students. He has a marketing degree, a psychology degree, a speech degree. But what he's known for more than anything in the world, that is taking people literally out into the middle of nowhere. He is a naturist. He takes people out on weed walks and is one of the world's foremost people on edible berries and weeds and plants and things that you could eat. And he takes people living out in the middle of literally the deserts, the swamps, foreign lands, creeks, you name it, and into the jungles. That's where you're liable to find Professor Irv Samuels. He's written 2 curriculum for 2 major universities in Ohio. And he just happens to love something that we basically do, and that is help and educate people on ways that they could improve their life and impact the entire world. So let's give it up for Professor Irv. Let him explain a few things to you, and then we'll open it up for some questions and answers. You can ask us any kind of question as long as it's not medical. So with that, let's get Professor Irv Samuels literally ready. Are you ready, Irv?
I am. How is the audio?
Audio is great tonight. Take her away, sir. Thank you.
Which I believe, if you embrace it, will literally impact your life. In fact, more than impact your life, it will have the ability to create legacy realities for your family.
So with that having been said, let's kind of move forward and begin to introduce a little history. There was a gentleman named Nikola Tesla.
came to America about 1900, and he was a pretty highly educated individual, very sharp individual. He was a physicist, mechanical engineer, electrical engineer, and he's best known for a lot of the thoughts that he came up with that are pretty futuristic. And I think you will agree. Let's talk about a few of those right now. First of all, in 1895, in his journals, he drew some pictures of some self-driving automobiles. Think about that. You know, way before Ford came up with the assembly line, way before cars became popular, Mr. Tesla was envisioning people sitting in the back of them and they were driving by themselves. That is coming to fruition in our world today. And again, when we look at that, that's 125 years after his thought process was in effect. And then he worked on some electrical projects, okay? You may be familiar with the idea of the Tesla coil. He basically had J.P. Morgan financing his projects, and unfortunately, eventually, due to some shenanigans, we'll say, that were pulled by Edison and Westinghouse, and J.P. Morgan, you know, dropped the boat, and Tesla never really brought his project to fruition. But what it would have developed for all of us would have been free electricity out of the air. Would have been pretty cool, right? He did develop a project that you may be familiar with, and it's been emulated quite a bit around the world. It is the Niagara Project, the hydro plant on the Niagara River underneath Niagara Falls, where they generate a lot of electricity that empowers, you know, most of the homes up in that region of northern United States, southern Canada. And the key is that was definitely a Tesla invention, along with 1,000 other patents. But what we're going to talk about tonight, something that never came to full practical patent fruition during his lifetime. He was working on something called quantum resonating energy. And I'm going to talk a lot about that tonight and how you could take advantage of some of the developments that came out of his pioneering work. Let's jump a little, about 100 years, to 2012. Mailman showed up in New Hampshire with a letter, and a young man at that particular home, the Hassler family home, was really excited once he opened that letter because it was an invitation to the Tesla convention. And that's quite an honor. Quite frankly, not very many people are ever given the opportunity to even be aware of what goes on at the Tesla convention, yet attend one. And Mike was ready. He was stoked. His father, Rick, however, a very successful businessman who had at that time recently sold one of his companies after 25 years of business development as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera, the huge international industrial giant from Japan. And he was pretty comfortable. And that's an understatement. Big bucks involved in that particular sale. And the reality of why Rick was reticent about allowing his son Mike to go to the convention was basically because he specifically thought that his son maybe wasn't really ready to go by himself to Germany, and that's where the convention was that year. And he also was, you know, kind of thinking he might be intimidated by some of the, and excuse my French, I say this respectfully, the geeky people that would be in attendance at that convention. So he said, no, sorry, Mike, you know, not this time. And Mike didn't take that no sitting down. He absolutely began to plead. He began to, you know, kind of come up with every imaginable argument why he had to be at that event. And eventually Rick kind of bowed down. He said, you're right, Mike. You need to be there. You're right. You earned it. You're right. You know, it may be a major impactful event for your life, but there's a catch, and that is I'm going with you.
And that's exactly what happened. They went, they attended all the lectures and the breakout sessions. They had all the brain swell that anybody could ever imagine getting. And after the event, they came back to the States, and Rick pretty much pigeonholed everything he heard because, to him, it was pure science fiction. It was something he was, you know, in his early 50s at the time, and you know, based upon his thoughts and observation, he figured maybe by the time he dies, if he lives another 50 years or so, something practical might come out of what they, you know, heard about. And, you know, he thought it was beam me up, Scotty, right out of Star Trek. And the, you know, simplicity of putting his head around it was he didn't want to. You know, it wasn't the time yet. And a lot of people, even when you hear this evening, you're going to have those same kind of reservations. You're going to say, hey, that sounds pretty futuristic to me. Well, it turns out it's not futuristic at all in that it's available readily and will make major differences in your quality of life in so many ways. So let's kind of jump ahead. Mike said to Dad, I'm going to, and this shocked Rick to no end. In fact, to this day, when you discuss this, you know, he still can't quite believe that it all came together the way it did. But Mike came to him and he said, Dad, based upon what we heard and some ideas that I have, I think I could develop something practical and impact the world. And again, that just didn't make any sense to Rick, you know, but he has faith in his children. And he said, well, Mike, are you serious? And Mike said, yeah, Dad, I got this. And with that, he said, well, what do you need? And Mike said, money and lots of it. And Rick said, for what? And Mike said, well, I need state-of-the-art computing equipment. I need some software programs that pretty much are barely available, you know, cutting edge in the way of technological development in software. Then I need some equipment to work with blue light energy extraction, and I need the ability to work with aqueous solutions. I need the ability to be able to embed frequencies after we isolate the frequencies into substrates. And he went on and on, basically describing a state-of-the-art quantum physics laboratory. Quantum physics is a field of physics that we are barely beginning to glimpse into an understanding of. It will be, you know, probably another century before man has a real comfortable grasp on many of the principles of quantum physics. But with the checkbook that Dad gave to Mike went out, acquired the equipment. He was in the quantum physics laboratory business, and he did research and development like a madman, literally focused beyond imagination, you know, just living and breathing and thinking, you know, how do I get from where we are, theoretical, Nikola Tesla inspired, to practical, you know, how do we get to the next level? And he began to work, and it didn't take him very long until he came up with a patentable idea. They filed for the patent, and a couple years later, that patent was granted. There have been 5 additional filings, and 5 additional patents have now been granted. The company is doing all the research in-house in the United States, as well as the manufacturing of the various devices that you're going to hear about. And let's start with the first patent. All these patents are readily available for your review. Simply get back to the individual who invited you, and they'll share with you the site where you can begin to look over the detail. They'll probably be way over most people's heads, but it doesn't matter. Once you try the end result of these particular patents, you're going to understand how our world has dramatically changed. The future is here today. So what was the first patent? I like to call it a trifecta because it literally has 3 parts. The first is that using some modalities, and there's various modalities available, we isolate frequencies from a given source. And everything in this world resonates a specific frequency. So whether it's a hair follicle or whether it's an eyelash or whether it's your eyeball or whether it's a mineral or a vitamin or some component within a plant or whether it's a substrate like, you know, the concrete that you're driving on or the pavement that you're driving on or some kind of material like a window that you're looking through, everything has a specific resonating energy. So the first part, isolate that frequency. Second part, embed it into a substrate. Find a material that will indeed hold the resonating energy efficiently. And literally, after 8 years of experimentation, they've come up and concluded that certain kinds of holograms and certain kinds of carbon fiber materials work extremely efficiently at holding energy without it changing. And believe me, all carbon fiber materials and all holograms are not created equal. When you look at one of the items that we look at or that we're going to talk about later on this evening, our food freshness card, you could simply, by, you know, staring into it and moving it at different angles, you'll see colors and geometry and layers, and it's an amazing hologram. And what I'm going to call these particular substrates from here on in are batteries. And the only reason I do that is we can all relate to batteries being storage devices that we're familiar with. They store energy. This is a little different in that they store quantum resonating energy. But they indeed are batteries for all intents and purposes. So here's the third part of the patent and the one that is really hard for most of us to get our head around. But don't worry about the detail. Once you try these various batteries, you'll understand. Doesn't matter whether you understand how this is possible or even if it is possible, the results will prove to you that it definitely is a part of our world. So the third part is that when anything with an energy field, that could be a plant, an animal, a mammal, a human, specifically comes in proximity, comes close to one of these batteries, the recipient, the energy, you know, the end recipient with the energy field gets the benefit of the energy from the original source of the energy. It's like, you know, they had consumed the mineral or the vitamin itself, or they had specifically been in the realm of the energy exposure from the original source, like in one of our devices is called an earthing card, as if they had been in contact directly with the earth. Yet the battery is solely carrying the frequency that triggers the response in the end recipient. That's not possible, is it? Well, you're going to hear some practical applications that will be so simple for you to use and benefit from so that you won't have any question as to the effectiveness of this new technology. The first development was something called a relief battery, and it does provide relief very efficiently. It has more than 100 frequencies embedded into it. It looks like a Band-Aid. It's clear, about 3/4 inch in diameter. It's a peel and stick. The energy embedded within this particular battery lasts, as do all of the peel and sticks with the exception of the EMF shield, for about 72 hours. And what does it do? It provides relief, relief from stress and anxiety, relief from physical discomfort, whether you have a long-term condition that, you know, has been really cumbersome, creating all kinds of discomfort for a long time, or whether, you know, maybe you just pulled something today, or you fell down and bumped something and you have some discomfort, okay? Or maybe you have a nausea condition. You know, you get nauseous often. Or maybe indigestion is a complication. Anything basically that brings, you know, you into a circumstance where you need relief. Grab one of these, stick it where it hurts, and enjoy the benefits. And some people get results within seconds. They begin to feel improvements. Some people it's within minutes, and some people it may take longer. But the only complication that will reduce the benefit that you eventually will get is your hydration level. Make sure you're drinking lots of water. That's not beer. That's not whiskey. It's not twisted tea. It is water. Water. Because our bodies are made of water, and you need to have proper hydration for energy to work at its epitome. Not that it won't work, but if you want it to work at maximum levels, you need to be hydrated. Moving on very rapidly, we have a simple battery called Nitro, and it stimulates the natural nitric oxide production in the mammalian body. Back in 1998, there was a pharmacologist that won the Nobel Physics Prize for his work at pioneering the understanding of how important nitric oxide was within the mammalian body. Turns out it's produced as a gas in the cardiovascular system. And a couple takeaways. Number one, it specifically is a natural vasculator. It avails your entire cardiovascular system to work much more efficiently at disseminating nutrients and oxygen to every cell in your body. You heard me say oxygen. You know, getting oxygen to the cells, is that important? Well, if you don't think it is, just quit breathing for a while. See how, you know, kind of that works out for you. And on the other side of that coin, step up your oxygen intake. You know, hop on an oxygen tank for a little while, or specifically take some oxygen drops, or, you know, hyperventilate. You know, anything to create additional oxygen, and you'll find that it helps with so many aspects of your optimal function. Nitric oxide is known to bring efficient performance to the body, improving your performance and improving your recovery time. So if you're planning any kind of physical activity, you're going to do much better with high levels of nitric oxide. Activities in the bedroom. If you're going to get into any kind of competitive activity, you know, a sporting event of some kind, nitric oxide at high levels will give you the edge. Moving on, we have an immunity patch. This particular battery is unbelievably valuable. It stimulates immune response. And in these days and times with the challenges going on in our world, it makes sense to heighten your immune response. We have something called a burn battery. It's marvelous. It allows your body to be reconfigured, you know, more youthful version of yourself. Increase the ratio of lean muscle to body fat. Drop lots of inches. Drop pounds. Begin the natural process of detoxification. Get some of the chemical complications that you accumulate from the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the food that we eat, the chemicals that we are specifically exposed to, whether they come from chemtrails, whether they come through, you know, toxic elimination of waste, whether they come from, you know, fertilizers or trying to kill insects. And it goes on and on and on how many horrible chemicals we end up ingesting, and they become a part of our bodies, need to get them back out. Burn is the perfect modality. And it also helps suppress your appetite so that you don't have cravings for horrible things like sugars and other things that are detrimental to your health. Then we have a resonator, a battery that's called CBD, cannabidiol. It stimulates the natural system within every mammal. Intrinsically part of every single mammal on the planet, called the endocannabinoid system. And CBD, which is one of the fastest growing consumer products in the world, is now becoming very popular because it's recognized to effectively stimulate that endocannabinoid system. Which, and why is that important? Because by having that system working properly, it guides the body back into balance or homeostasis. And you want all your systems in balance, your immune system, you want your cardiovascular system, your muscular skeletal system, your hormones, that's your endocrine system, your digestive system, your skin systems. You want everything to work efficiently. and in balance. We have an advantage in the entire CBD market because ours is energy only. And as such, we don't have any chemical complications. So if you're worried about a drug test and the potential of losing a career over, you know, kind of ingesting something to make you healthy, even though, you know, it doesn't make any sense that anybody would, you know, have any sanctions against that, well, they do. And we solved it because you can't test for energy in the body. You know, specifically, you will never have a negative test or a positive test, you know, based upon having chemicals in your body that you're not allowed to have in your body. That will not happen when you use our CBD. And better than everything in the world is the fact that it resonates continuously, so you don't have to worry about figuring out what kind of milligram dosage is appropriate for you, the frequency that you need to take it. You don't need to worry about the fillers that they put in it, the flavoring that they added to it, which may have major negative impact on its effectiveness. With energy, we don't have any of those complications. Moving on, we have a sleep patch. Everybody needs deep restorative sleep. We have a wow patch. Literally, to start your day, wow, it is amazing. Something that you need to experience. It also works to help eliminate discomfort, anxiety, stress. It even helps with stiffness. If you have some situation in which you wake up and for one reason or another, you know, old people like myself, unbeknownst to us, we completely rip ourselves apart while we're sleeping sometimes. And a simple wow patch will get us back into normal frequency and things begin to work again. So, you know, kind of take a serious look at the various patches. You could pick, you know, one as a freebie based upon your being a first-time listener here. If you have guests on the line, you'll get rewarded with these three-day resonators, and you can accumulate as many as you want absolutely free just by getting good at inviting people to this information. Going to talk briefly about three other technologies. One's an EMF shield. Electromagnetic frequency is something that is very pernicious. It's something that you can't get away with. Your cell phone, there's 8 billion of them on the planet now. Your router, your laptop, your notebook, smart appliances in your house, fobs, Bluetooth, smart meters, burglar alarm systems, smart photographic, you know, perimeter guarding systems. It goes on. They all have electromagnetic radiation. They all emit those. We have a simple patch, a simple battery that you put on the device, and it mitigates the majority of the complication. Don't take our word for it. Review the evidence. We could document in 4 minutes how well they work. We can also demonstrate physically or using balance tests. Simply by, you know, using various tests that we've become aware that demonstrate how well they work. So ask to have one of these demonstrated sometime, and then protect yourself and your loved ones against every single EMF-emitting device that you own in your family. Then we have something called the Food Freshness Card. It extends the vibrancy, the freshness, the energy, the natural, you know, highly fresh energy that comes with things that are fresh in this in our world. It extends it by 50%, mitigating the mold, the bacteria, and the fungi that makes things decay rapidly. It will save you an awful lot of money. You need to get one of these as quickly as you can so that you could quit the bleeding expense, you know, burning $5 and $10 bills needlessly as you throw out your melons and as you throw out mold that goes, or bread that goes moldy, or milk that goes sour, or spinach that gets gushy, and red raspberries that get moldy, and it goes on and on and on. Take action quickly and save money from the day that you get it until the day that you, for one reason or another, decide to get another one, and then you'll save more money. And moving on, the final item that I'm going to talk about in the technological side of this company's product lines, something called the Earthing Card. It not only has the frequency of the earth in it, so that you can immediately begin to carry the energy of the earth with you 24/7. A lot of people, as soon as we pass the card to them, feel stronger. When we can demonstrate, they get stronger. They have better range of motion. They have better flexibility. A lot of people, as soon as they have the card in their hand, say, hey, I just feel good, or I feel calm, or I feel mental clarity and focus coming on. You know, I think I'm getting smarter. Doesn't matter what you feel, it is dramatically impacting your overall health. And it also mitigates the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, and dirty electricity. Everybody needs to step forward, step up to the plate, and protect yourself against those things that the human body, your pet's body, was not made to endure on a chronic basis. And this card is a absolute breakthrough in that protection realm. It has many other benefits I won't talk about this evening. I'm just going to jump forward and just sort of paint a little picture for you. These technologies are unique, patented, very reasonably priced, and very powerful. Everybody will benefit from one or more of these technologies around the entire world. And up to the plate about a year ago, opening up a division that affords every one of us the ability to profit simply by sharing these technologies with others around the world. You become a brand partner, doesn't cost anything. The company will afford you a self-replicated website that's smarter than most of us because it speaks in multiple languages. And you can begin to immediately invite people to this information, never having to do what I've done. You don't need to do a dissertation on the various products. You just need to become a good inviter. Get them in front of this information. We do this radio blog show 5 nights a week, every night, except for Tuesday and Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. On Tuesday night, we have a webinar at 9 p.m. It's on the Internet, so anybody with a computer or a phone with Internet access around the world can join. And on Saturday morning, we have a webinar at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time. And it usually brings a world-class practitioner to the table that will literally give you serious brain swell as you begin to, you know, kind of glimpse into their world as they show you so many applications for all of these, you know, particular batteries and other technologies that this company has available coming to your website very soon. With that spells opportunity. You can step forward as a brand partner. As you share, you'll get paid, and you can literally purchase all the products in the product line out of earnings. Okay, if you choose, you can step up to the plate like many of us have and purchase a package. The packages have extreme value in them. They run from $99 up to thousands and thousands of dollars, depending on what kind of inventory you want to have on hand and ultimately which ones of the batteries you want to have available to use and share. And you have all kinds of additional options. You could specifically begin to leverage and not only sell the product and profit from every purchase that comes through your website, but if you choose, you could begin to develop other retailers and have the ability to get overrides on their sales capability also. So part-time income is on the table. Full-time income working part-time, if you work smart, is certainly on the table. And for those of us that catch the vision, understand the power of these amazing technologies that work so incredibly well and impact people's lives in such a, you know, remarkable fashion, absolutely remarkable fashion. And we're going to have some testimonials coming up shortly. Please stick around. I think you'll be fascinated and you'll absolutely be enamored at how such a simple thing, a little peel and stick or a little card that you carry or a card you throw in your refrigerator can have the impact that these technologies do. And once you catch the vision, there are no limits on the income that you are able to create. This company will pay you in 8 separate ways, and they're about to add some additional revenue channels. So there is significant, serious income opportunity in front of you if you choose to take the right actions. My recommendation, don't procrastinate. Take a position immediately. Get back to the person who invited you here. Get their website. Get signed up. Get your own replicated website and begin to enjoy the technologies as well as improve other people's lives. With that, back to you, Gary.
Thank you, Irv. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard some great testimony. I hope you took notes. I want you to, if you're brand new and this is your first time, I want you to push 1 on your phone right now. If you've muted yourself, please unmute and hit *6. But I want you to press 1. I want to hear your first name. I want to hear the state you're calling from and the person that invited you. And the reason I want that, because the person that invited you, they get freebies every time they invite you. They win extras. So with that, I know we got several on tonight that are new. Richard, would you press, would you introduce the last 4 digits? And if they're not pressed 1, open up their mic and call out their number anyway.
Okay, it's bopping around here. So 7297, tell us your name and who invited you.
My name's Josh Strange, and I was invited by Jeff Pertee. I'm from the state of Florida.
Fantastic. What did you think about what you've heard tonight? Is there anything you like, anything you did not like? There's no way that Irv and I can change the show unless we get a great input of what people are thinking. Please tell us, the mic is yours. Please tell us what you thought about what you've heard and what you think.
I was very intrigued with it. I'm curious to try the product out and see what the effects are so I can comment more on it. But I thought the presentation was good and interesting.
Well, we can't wait to get the samples in your hand. If you got a pen and piece of paper, Richard can text it to you. But I'd like for you to write it down so you'll always have this, and it's on the web. It's called Quantum Solutions.
Hold on 1 sec.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
All right. Quantum
Solutions Now .info, and it'll pop up. Irv Samuels, and just read it slowly, and then as you scroll down through there, you're going to see several boxes, and it says check all the boxes that you might have of interest in, and then you're going to see 1 box that's just completely blank. Inside that box, put 1 of the pill and stick of the 72-hour, which will either be Relief, Nitro, Wow, Sleep, or Revive. Write that in there, and you're gonna get 3 of those, a 9-day supply, and then make sure you put Jeff, his first and last name, in there so he gets credit for inviting you. And then scroll on down, and you will see it's going to ask you a couple more questions. Maybe, would you like to know about how to make extra income, things like that. Just read it all and then hit submit. And then make sure that it basically tells you that it's taken, because some people are not filling it out correctly, they're not looking for the where it says complete and got the submit button back where it was submitted, and then it gets lost because we didn't receive it. So we want to make sure that everybody does it correctly, so everybody gets their resonators. Now, if you'll come back Saturday night.
That was one more time. That was quantumsolutionsnow.info.
Yeah, quantumsolutionsnow.info. And I'm going to get Richard to send it to you on your phone. He's going to send you a text. so that way you have the full version. But Saturday night and Sunday night, if you will come back Saturday night and Sunday night, and if you will bring two additional people just to listen in, instead of you getting three of those, we're going to bump it up to eight. So we're going to give you 72 hours to get a hold of two people and come back Saturday night or Sunday night. And if you want more, we'll give you an extra day and go Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. 8 p.m., get as many people as you can, and every time you get somebody to come and listen and just basically say your name as the person that invited them, you're going to win extra resonators that you can try, and you can try different resonators. Free.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Hang around. You're gonna hear some testimonies of people. All right, Richard?
Okay, there's only one other person who I don't have on my list here. Last four digits, 1106. 1106. Last four digits, 1106. Just looking for your name and who invited you. You may be muted. We don't hear you. There you go.
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Well, we heard you for a second. Now we don't hear you.
You got me?
Now, go ahead. Yes,
got you
thank
now.
You.
Now?
Yes, now.
Yes, now.
Okay. Yeah, this is Jeff Pertee. I brought Josh. I invited Josh here tonight. I was here last night. And I got Irv and Pam got a hold of me last night and signed me up and all that. So Josh is my first guy, yeah.
Great.
Super. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did Pam do the muscle test with you with the earthing card?
Yeah. In fact, I tried to get on, and that so impressed me. I tried to get on my back office, and the login is kind of messed up, won't let me in, but Irv's aware of it, and he's taking care of it, I'm sure. I'm looking to actually get that March Madness special, so that I can have all that stuff that I can and talk to people about and get them to come to the show.
Yep. And all you do is when you do that, Jeff, you just basically, you stick one on and say, now you owe me, you got to come and listen and tell me what you think about these two guys, and you stick it on them and say, now here's a commitment. You stick it on them and say, now if you feel anything within the next 4 hours, you call me, and you'll see that they'll probably call you within 10 minutes and say, now you got to come to my radio show. You see, I want you to tell me what you think about these two crazy guys. And then you just, you know,
right.
You basically just, you keep it simple. Keep it simple.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I understand that, and you know when I put the relief on my knee because I had an injury that incapacitated me quite a bit. I walk with a brace, and it's taken the I need a replacement knee, but I still have pain, and I'm waiting for all that other stuff. But pretty much within, I would say, I didn't really notice for about an hour, but I wasn't paying attention. But I noticed it after about an hour that the residual pain that I've been having was gone. I go every 90 days to get cortisone shots in my knee, and so there's no soft tissue between my bone. So that's for that. The relief was great, and I also put on a couple of days this past week. Well, actually, 4 or 5 days. I still got a on my foot, but incredible, man. And my energy level is better. But I was paying attention once I got the pain relief, you know. So, I love it, man. It sold me because I thought I was skeptical to say the least. And I said, well, with an open mind, I said, well, let me go ahead and try this and give it a shot. And And geez, wouldn't you know that it worked? And so, you know, set
the
course.
Absolutely. It blows people's minds. We thank you so much for coming back. And again, Saturday night, but Saturday morning, make sure you get the link from Pam and be on the webinar Saturday morning at 11 a.m. With the practitioner call. And then Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, get you a slew of people and come back. And you're talking about helping you build a team. This will help you build a team like no tomorrow.
Okay.
It's easy to do.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
All right. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, branding partners. Let's hear some testimonials from some branding partners if nobody else is new. Press one. We'd like to hear from a couple of the branding partners. While we're waiting on those, I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about the burn and a little bit about WOW, because WOW will keep that that old man A away. And as you get older, I don't know what Herb says, but I'm still young myself, you know, 62 and feeling 20. But, you know, that old man every now and then will show up on, like today. I'm in the rain, and I had to stick one on, an extra one, because I get a little kind of, you know, it's kind of like, it gives a little dampness and weather and rain. He comes around to want to talk to me, and I don't want to talk to him. Anyway, about 12 years ago, I made a decision, basically a woman running a red light, and instead of hitting that woman with two babies head on, running at 70 mile an hour with a load of carpet and flooring and glue, I chose not to hit her, and I took my tractor and trailer and jerked it to the right, and when I did, it started turning over. I clipped the telephone pole. I clipped the corner of a building, went down an embankment, rolled down basically an embankment, the trailer, everything literally ripping open, coming, crashing in on me. I ballooned up to over 370 pounds from 175, 180 pounds because I wrestled in high school and in football. And then stayed pretty healthy up until about that when I had that wreck. And the wife at the time that I had loved to bake and cook. I swore that, you know, because I found out she had $1 million insurance policy on me because I drove, you know, because I drive cross country. And I thought she was fattening me up for the kill, but I had all the issues of, you know, having to have a little mask put on at night to sleep because I was stopped sleeping. I was going to the bathroom a lot because of issues with a word called D, it's, you know, has a little bit to do with sugar. And, you know, I kind of got scared. I said, I got to do something. Well, my doctor told me in January that I was going to lose my medical card and that I was going to wind up having to sell my trucks or put somebody in my trucks and not be able to drive. And I love driving. So I got with Herb. I got some of the burn. I got some of the CBD and started experimenting. This morning I'm at 254. Hadn't lost an extra inch, but I've lost about 14 inches so far. I went from a size 56 pair of dress pants to a size 42. I tried basically a pair of 42s on today instead of laying down on the bed and kind of, you know, how some women do. You have to suck that stomach in. I was able just to basically just stand up and put them up and zip them up and thought, wow. I hadn't been in 42s and, geez, probably since I was in my 30s, 32s. Anyway, and then I put a WOW on. Everything we got works. When I can't get home, I take a earthing card and a food freshness card, and I throw it in my hot tub, and it basically just, you know, I iron high, get it hot, and I soak in that. I feel completely relieved. I've got food freshness cards all through my garage because I live at the base of Lookout Mountain in Chattanooga, Tennessee, on the Georgia side. And with all the rain we get, sometimes you kind of get a little musky kind of a mildew smell kind of in my garage. So I've got food freshness cards hanging on the wall in my garage. I've got them in my trailer that I'm carrying right now because I carry produce back and apples back from Washington. So I've got, you know, about 8 food freshness cards literally in my 53-foot reefer trailer. So if something were to happen to my reefer unit, I have at least 24 hours or so to make sure I get my reefer fixed. I have a food freshness card in my return air duct. You really want to know a little bit more, get you a food freshness card and put one in your return and have the gold foil facing outwards. And as the air and is being pulled into your home and pulled into your return, as it comes across there, you will notice a freshness of the air in your home. Wrap one around your main line and you're going into your hot water heater. I've got 2 hot water heaters. I've got both of them wrapped with the food freshness card with the Gorilla Tape. And I don't buy, I don't have to literally buy any hair conditioner anymore. Neither does my daughter or granddaughter or my wife. It's just amazing. My skin feels, literally, I'm 62 and I feel like I'm in my 20s. I have a lot of energy. And I wear all of our resonators. My wife calls me Patches. She nicknamed me, told me to get rid of my handle and start going by Patches because she says, I got so many patches on me and then tags and all of it. They all work basically collectively together. They help each other, and it gives you energy out just like I said. I'm 62, and I feel like I'm in my 20s and can probably outwork most 30-year-olds around. It's just, it gives you plenty of energy. Richard, we got anybody's pressed one yet?
It's me, Sheila. Happy to be here.
It's me, Sheila. Well, hey, Miss Sheila.
I just have a short testimony. I had a canker sore in my mouth. I took my earthing card and put it on my face for maybe 10 minutes, and it was gone completely after that. Never returned.
Wow. Have you used anything else over the last past eight or nine months
that's helped you? I use all the patches everywhere, no matter what.
Yes, ma'am.
I have full confidence.
Now tell everybody how young you. Tell everybody about the Queen Ager. Tell everybody how old you. How young you really are, so they kind of understand how well this really works.
I won't tell you how old I am, but I have a 59-year-old kid. Okay, you figure it out.
Well, you're 18 backwards. 18 backwards. How's that?
No, it's even more than that. It's more than that.
Oh, you done got.
I'm sorry. Almost. In May, it'll be one more number. I'm proud of it. I feel fantastic. I'm in very good health.
You sound fantastic.
And
you sound fantastic.
Thank you. The thing is, positive attitude, the no's turn to yeses, and you have nothing to worry about. Next, if you keep in touch with them, they'll turn around and welcome you and thank you and thank you and thank you.
Yes, they will. Thank you so much, Sheila. Anyone else?
You're more than
press
welcome.
One. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from you now. Press one. Richard, anybody else? Press one.
Sorry, I was on mute. No one else? That was Sheila. I just put her down, so. That's it.
Is Pam on here, or is she not on tonight?
Nope.
Okay. Well, we know a little bit about immunity. We've herbs, Saturday. Is he still here?
Irv ended up dropping off.
Okay, well,
he's
I'll go ahead and tell you a little bit about the immunity. Yeah, he probably is. Tell you a little bit about immunity. One night I was talking to Irv, and it seemed like about every 10 seconds or so he was sneezing and blowing his nose, and I said, wow. He said, yeah, it's just like a Niagara Falls here. And I said, was you around any cats? And because Irv's really very, very, you know, a cat dander just messes him all up. Anyway, he said, did you get to the immunity in today? I said, yeah, I did. He said, me too. I said, I ain't had a chance to try to read it yet. And he says, well, I'm opening it up right now. I'm going to stick one of these on. And, you know, within 30 minutes of us talking, I could start telling the little difference. Literally within like 7 to 10 minutes, he wasn't hacking, and he wasn't blowing his nose, and it just kept getting, you know, better sounding and better sounding. And within 30 minutes, he was sounding like almost Irv. And he said, you know, I'm going to try to lay down and go to sleep. And he said, I was beginning to think I wasn't going to get any sleep at all. And I thought, and I said, yeah. I said, the way you sounded, I didn't think you were neither. And I said, you're sounding better. When he woke up the next morning and called me, sounded like a completely different person. It was all gone. I know several weeks ago when I was up in Washington, and when it was like minus 20 degrees up there, and I left from there and went to down to Arizona, and we got to Arizona, and it was like 80 degrees, leaving from below 20 to 80 degree weather. I got a hold of something, I turned the air conditioner on, and then I was tired, and I actually fell asleep with the air conditioner on, and so it kind of kicked my butt a little bit. I wound up having to put a bunch of immunity on because I was getting a cold. I put some immunity on. It didn't take but 3, 4, 5 days, and boom, all that was gone. Time I got back to Georgia, I thought about going to the doctor, and I thought, I didn't feel like I needed to go, so I didn't go, and I hadn't been coughing or hacking since. Try it. Take my challenge. Just prove me wrong that these don't work. Try any one of them that you want. They're all unconditional money-back guarantee. Make a purchase. Try everything. Use it for 2 to 3 weeks. If you're not happy, send it back. We'll refund your money. We've never had a complaint in 8 years, and we don't want. But the sad part of it is, well, it's not really a sad part. It's actually a great thing. Very few people actually ever send something back. Sometimes people will purchase something and they shouldn't have. I've had somebody send it back the same day they got it in the mail. And then I had one guy didn't tell me the whole story and didn't want to drink water. And he didn't tell me how much he weighed. And he sweated a lot and had a really, really hairy chest. And he tried to stick them on. If you got a hairy chest, make sure you got some really good tape and tape them on, or take and shave a little spot and remove the hair and then tape them on and drink lots and lots of water. You will get the maximum benefit from that. If nobody else wants to talk, we're going to cut it short tonight. Anybody want to say a final word?
Word?
Word. Well, you got the floor. Go ahead.
We seemingly have a bridge problem tonight. I've received about 5 texts so far. People can't get onto our bridge, and I'm just curious. Is there some blocking going on from the back office, or are we just having a systemic failure with Blog Talk tonight?
Well, it is raining on the East Coast, so that could be possible.
There's a my friend Earthica Star was. This is Joe Baker.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hi. Hey. Great. I was saying Earthica Star was trying to call in from Skype, and she's tried here recently about three times just in the last like 3 minutes or so, and couldn't get in. I hung up from
never
the call
had,
earlier just
never
to make
have
some
had,
space for her.
Never had anybody try to do Skype in, so I don't know. I know we're looking at different platforms right now. We're looking at different platforms because we'd love to have where people can call in using Skype from international, using any other platform. So we're looking at different platforms. We'd love to be able to have
Skype,
a platform.
She's got Skype where she can make a regular phone call into the phone system, you know, dial
right.
a phone number with it.
Yeah, the
right.
problem is the bridge this evening, not the Skype problem, I'm sure.
Okay, I think you're right. Thanks, I'll let her know.
Okay, and then
Saturday night or Sunday night, and then we'll have a link. Get up with Shelley and find out about the link for Saturday morning, the practitioner, and get it out to all your listeners and viewing listeners. Tell them just to come in, and they could win. It's possible they could win a free package. We give a lot of stuff away on Saturday morning.
Oh, so the Saturday morning is for newcomers as well.
Yes,
it's for
absolutely.
Everybody.
Excellent.
It's our corporate Zoom, and there's a practitioner. Literally, almost every Saturday, there's somebody new that gives you so much, makes your head swell because you learn so much. It's one of those you never, ever, ever, ever want to miss as a Saturday morning webinar. And it's worldwide.
It's available with the local dial-ins from around the world on Zoom as well as the Zoom link so that they could join the webinar or just dial in.
Fantastic. Are there any places we can't send product to?
Yes. Definitely, the list of countries that we reliably distribute product is on your site. You simply click on the tab as far as it defaults to the USA, and then you can see the alphabetical listing of all the other countries where we are reliably delivering product. 84 countries right now.
And growing.
I'll take a look.
Great.
Growing.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Sure.
All right. No one else? All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We're going to look into the bridge problem and find out. Sorry. Just let your friends and everyone know. Saturday morning, corporate Zoom call. Get back with somebody to find out the link. Remember, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Bring your guests. Invite them to the show. Win some extra resonators from us. And thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedule, away from your family and out of your busy life, to spend with us here at Rolling Energy. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. We love you for taking time and supporting the show. Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you Saturday morning and Saturday night. Thank you, Herb. Great job. Thank you, Richard. Splendid job on working the board. Thank you, all the branding partners. And thank you, Sheila, for speaking. Jeff and Joe and the other gentlemen, thank you all for taking time out and spending with us. We bid you good evening and good night. God bless you, and God bless America. Good night, all.
Great. Nice. See you next Saturday at 8 p.m.
Perfect. Thanks, Richard. Bye.
Okay.